Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yo, what up? Welcome to Tevez is the Best. Today is Monday, January 8, 2024. My name is JC Tevez. Welcome to the podcast about my life and nothing else. But stick around. You might learn something new. What's going on, everyone? Happy first week of January. Man, how's your first week been, huh? You been keeping with your New Year's resolutions? I've been doing pretty okay. You know, I went to the gym a few times. I played basketball for the first time. And didn't hurt myself, literally, you know, because I don't know if you guys remember, I told you I got my surgery last year in December, so it's been 12 months and some change, although I have been slacking on my physical therapy, so I don't think I'm going to be able to like really play for real for another few months, but I was able to play half court, and it felt good. I was playing against young kids who are just in shape, and it was tiring, but it was so much fun, man. I've been sticking with the health goals. My sleep schedule is terrible still. I'm working on it. It's so hard. I do you guys have any tips for fixing your body clock? Like melatonin does not work, right? I've heard great things about, there's like this mix of, it's like magnesium and something. I saw it on, I don't know, was it Joe Rogan, which means it's probably false anti-vax shit. I saw it somewhere online. Apparently, it's really effective. So if you guys have any tips or any advice, let me know. And I've tried it all, man. Like I tried cutting off screens an hour before. I've tried staying up till whatever, but I still wake up at like 3 or 4 in the morning, and I just can't go back to sleep. It's crazy. So yeah, there's that. I've been watching. So what have I been doing with my insomnia? Well, I've been watching a lot of stuff on online. Netflix, the show that I would highly recommend is The Brother's Son. The Brother's Son, starring Michelle Yeoh and a bunch of like good-looking Asian people. It's about this family that's part of the triads in Taiwan, but it's set in the U.S. pretty much. So the story is the dad of like the patriarch of that triad, he gets shot. So the son has to go back to the U.S. to protect his mom and brother, who he hasn't seen in like 15 years. And the mom is played by Michelle Yeoh. I've never seen the two actors that play the main brothers. I've never seen them anywhere. But the main dude is so fucking ripped and so hot. He's so good looking. It's crazy. I forgot his name. I'm gonna have to look it up. But The Brother's Son, it's I think 10 or 9 episodes on Netflix. The whole season is on there. His name is Justin Chien. So go watch the show. It's full. How would I describe it? How would I describe it? It's a comedy action drama show. It's mostly action. A little bit of drama and some good comedy thrown in here and there. Yeah, but Justin Chien, he plays the main guy. His name is Charles Sun. The other guy, the younger brother, I forgot his name. He's pretty good too. But yeah, the main guy and Michelle Yeoh are the highlights for me. So watch that show. It's a lot like John Wick meets... I don't know if I want to say Beef, because if you guys ever watch Beef, right, with Steven Yeun and Ali Wong, it's because it's like it's mostly Asian. But the vibe is the same, and maybe like the color grading, I don't know, or like the thematic aspect of it, because they throw in a lot of Asian references in there, especially to the Chinese community and, you know, how Chinese moms are. Which is a lot similar to like Filipino moms, I think. Kind of like, yeah, that's what it's like. Speaking of Beef, by the way, let's talk a little bit about the Golden Globes. That's what I was going to talk about today. Golden Globes. So Steven Yeun and Ali Wong both won Best Actor and Best Actress for a limited series. So they won Golden Globes, I think, which makes them the first Asians to do so. I don't know. I'm just making that up. I feel like I saw a headline like that, but I did not look it up. But let's talk about the other winner. So Oppenheimer took home a few awards. I know Cillian, is it Cillian? Cillian Murphy won for Best Actor. I full disclosure, I've not watched the 7-hour Oppenheimer movie. I haven't watched Oppenheimer. I know it's long. I don't know, man. I feel like it's going to be another fucking, what's that movie that I hated from Christopher Nolan? Well, I actually haven't liked a lot of his stuff. Like, I did not like Tenet because I didn't understand it at all. I didn't like Dunkirk. That's what I was thinking. Dunkirk. Is it going to be like Dunkirk? Because if it's like Dunkirk, then I have no interest in watching because Dunkirk was so boring. It was so confusing too. So let me know if Oppenheimer is really worth the watch. I also haven't seen Killers of the Flower Moon, which is supposedly also really good. Let's see. Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy. Paul Giamatti. Wow, he won. For The Holdovers, which I haven't seen yet either. Oh, Wonka. Timothy Chalamet was nominated in that category as well. Matt Damon was nominated for Air. Air is a good movie. I think I talked about that before. But a lot of these movies I haven't seen. Bo is Afraid I haven't seen. American Fiction I haven't seen. Dream Scenario I haven't seen. Seen Scenario with Nicolas Cage. Oh, wow. There's a award. I don't know if it's a new award. Cinematic and Box Office Achievement Golden Globe. That's an award. But it was taken home by Barbie. And it was competing against like some heavy hitters. John Wick, Chapter 4, Oppenheimer, Guardians of the Galaxy, Across the Spider-Verse, Mission Impossible, etc. Oppenheimer won Best Drama Motion Picture. Poor Things, which I haven't seen yet either. I want to watch that. It's the one with Emma Stone, where I think it gives me Edward Scissorhands vibes from the trailer, but I really know nothing more about it outside of like she's like a doll or something that's created by somebody. Best Director was Christopher Nolan. Emma Stone won Best Actress for that movie, Poor Things. Anatomy of a Fall won Best Foreign Language Film. I actually have a copy of it, but I haven't watched it yet. It beat out Past Lives, which I saw and was whatever about. And Society of the Snow, which is on Netflix, which I haven't watched yet, but it looks pretty good. It looks like that one movie. It's an English movie where like a football team or something crashes in the mountain. And they start like eating each other. what else? Dramas. Let's go to the TV side of things. So Succession, which I tried to watch. I tried to watch season one. Fuck, that show sucks. It's so boring. Does it get better? I know it's like 4 seasons or 5 seasons deep, and I think it was the last season. The one that most recent was the last season. Can you tell me, does it get better? Okay, so admittedly, I thought White Lotus was pretty ass. And TBH, I still think it's not as great as people make it out to be, but I gave it a second try. And I actually did end up finishing watching both seasons of White Lotus. But Succession, I don't know what's going on in the first 4 episodes. I don't understand anything except for like this family is dysfunctional. But if I want to watch a dysfunctional family, I'm going to go watch The Bear, which was so good, and it took home some awards. Let's talk about that in a bit. But yeah, Succession beat out The Last of Us, which was a good show, Last of Us. The Morning Show, I haven't seen the other three that was up against. Diplomat, 1923, and The Crown. Let me know if those are worth watching. Lily Gladstone took home Killers of the Flower Moon Best Actress. Okay. Supporting Actress from The Holdovers. So The Holdovers seems like a movie I have to watch, because I'm a fan of comedy movies. And it won Best Actor and Best Supporting Actress. So The Holdovers, which I don't know anything about. The Holdovers is a curmudgeonly instructor. So a grumpy instructor at a New England prep school remains on campus during Christmas break to babysit a handful of students with nowhere to go. I'm guessing Paul Giamatti plays the teacher. Oh, okay. I have to watch this. Is it available online? Okay, Holdovers is next on my list. I'll probably report back to you next week. It is on my list. Trust me. Robert Downey Jr. won for Best Supporting in Oppenheimer. Dude, I feel like Oppenheimer is going to be one of those movies that I just never watch. Kind of like, there's a lot of movies that I haven't watched, even though I know that they are critically acclaimed. Life of Pi. is one of them. Yeah, I've never seen Life of Pi the whole way through. I've tried to watch it maybe 3-4 times. I've fallen asleep the first two times, the first like 20 minutes I fall asleep. The other two times I was watching it, but like in the background, so I didn't know what was going on. So I never really fully sat down and watched Life of Pi. And I feel like Oppenheimer is going to be the same thing. Is it in black and white? Nothing against black and white films, but I actually don't know. Okay. Original song, Billie Eilish. What Was I Made For? Huh. Well deserved, I think. That dude, okay, so speaking of, I have a newfound appreciation for that song, because if you go, I forgot which publication, I think it was Vox. No, Vogue. Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For? With Phineas. He has she and her brother Phineas. Here we go. Variety behind the song. Go to Variety. Oh, no. Vanity Fair. Sorry. Vanity Fair, how Billie Eilish and Phineas created What Was I Made For on YouTube. It's almost 20 minutes long. It's so good. It's so, so good. Like, it's such a... It shows you how insanely intricate the workings of creating a song are. I guess this is what it seems like. Or maybe that's how attentive they are to detail, and just how much of a genius both of them are. Like Billie Eilish in terms of her approach to the song and her vocals, of course, and Phineas, who can sing as well, I know, but as a producer, he has all these layers and all these ideas. It's incredible. It's really, it's worth a watch. Like, it's a mealtime video. Like, go watch it during your lunch break. It'll take up 20 minutes of your lunchtime, and it's well worth the watch. Or on the treadmill or something like that. So, yeah, Billie Eilish and Phineas on Vanity Fair. Go watch that video. Trust. Animated feature film, the Miyazaki film, which I haven't seen yet, The Boy and the Heron. It beat out Across the Spider-Verse. It beat out Super Mario Brothers. It beat out Elemental, which I'm not surprised, but Elemental is a good movie. And Wish, which I haven't seen, and I also have no interest in seeing. Has anyone seen Wish, the Disney movie? It looks like a generic Disney movie. I don't know. It doesn't strike me. It kind of looks like Encanto mixed with Tangled. Just watching the trailer and the characters. There's a talking goat. Okay. Moving on. Stand-up comedy, Ricky Gervais. Okay, good. And he didn't host. Dude, Joe Coy hosted. I low-key felt bad for him. I didn't think he was that great of a host. I think he was nervous. And also, apparently, he was selected like 10 days before the actual, like, event, before the actual show. So he didn't have that much time to prepare. But, dude, his opening monologue, I will say, okay, his opening monologue is getting a lot of shit. If you listen to it and just watch it, it's not that bad. I just think the crowd sucks. And also, I think his delivery sucks. And there are some pretty awful jokes in there. Like, really not funny jokes in that monologue. But I just think he was so nervous that his delivery felt so forced. You can tell that he was trying a little bit too hard. I don't know. So, there's that. Supporting actor Matthew McFadden from Succession, which I haven't seen, and apparently it's super well deserved, because I watched The Bear, right? And I think the guy who plays Richie, his name is Eben Moss Bachrock. I thought he was a lock for best supporting, even though I haven't seen any of the other actors in any of the other nominees. So Matthew McFadden must be like an acting tour de force. So if you watch Succession, you probably will agree with that statement. Yeah, I haven't seen it, so. Female actor, The Crown. The Crown, I'm probably never going to ever watch The Crown. Like, is The Crown the one about the British royalty? Is that the one where they have different seasons and it's different? I don't know. Wasn't Princess Diana on The Crown? Oh, yeah, there is. Okay. So The Crown is a historical drama. So The Crown is still going. Okay, great. It's in... And it covers different years. Oh, okay. So the first season is from 1947 to 1955. And then keeps going. It's in chronological order. So the sixth season is Princess Diana. Her death, 1997 to 2005. Wow, okay. Interesting. Six seasons. Is it good? I don't know if I go. I don't really like period pieces. Like, that's not really my thing. Okay, so here we go. Actor in a miniseries, Steven Yeun, Beef. Ali Wong also took actress in a miniseries, which is Beef also. Anything else worth talking about? Actor in a drama. Oh, Kieran Culkin. So, you know, Home Alone's younger brother, Kieran Culkin, won Best Actor. He was the one. Okay, so if there's one thing that I remember from watching the first four episodes of Succession, he's the character that I was most appealing to me. Like, he had the most charisma, and I actually kind of liked his presence on screen. I don't really remember any other characters except for the nerdy cousin, because he's the kid in, I think, Sky High. Was it the kid in Sky High? The hamster guy? Do you guys remember that movie, Sky High? I don't know if you ever watched that movie. There's a guy in Sky High. Sky High is about, like, a superhero high school where they learn to use their powers. And there is one guy who I think could either glow in the dark or turn into a hamster or some shit like that. And I think he was the guy in Succession. He plays like the nerdy cousin. Those two are the only characters I remember, like Kieran Culkin and that hamster guy. So, and he beat out Pedro Pascal for The Last of Us, who I think was also deserving, but I haven't seen the other nominees, like I've said. Let's see. So The Bear. So Best Actress was from The Bear, and Best Actor was from The Bear. So Jeremy Allen White, who, if you ever watch Shameless, he plays Lip or Philip. He won Best Actor. He would probably win Best Body if they had an award in the Oscars this year for Best Body. Dude, have you seen it? I think it's Calvin Klein, or is it Louis Vuitton? I don't know. He's doing an underwear shoot. I think it's the Bieber one, right? I think it's Calvin Klein. Like, he had like a Bieber-esque, he's having like a Bieber-esque, I wouldn't say a renaissance, because he's been doing well for himself, but he's achieved that, you know, when Bieber did the Calvin Klein shoot and he reached another level of sex appeal that never went away? Because Justin Bieber, right, he was always, you know, my world is your world. Like, people saw him as that kid for years, even when he was older. Beauty and the Beat, like, you could never really shake off the, he's just a little, you know, a pretty boy, young kid. And then he did the Calvin Klein thing, and then he became fuckable to, like, the female population, right? Like, even though he was all right, how old was he when he did the Calvin? And he was probably, like, 20, right? But he became, like, fuckable to everybody after the Calvin Klein shoot. And I think Jeremy Allen White is kind of the same, although he was already attractive, and he looks older. I don't want to body shame, but he looks old, right? How old is he? Jeremy Allen White age. He's 32. So I'm older than him, but tell me I don't look younger than him, right? I'm just jealous because he's so fucking fit, and he has the sex appeal. Like, his sex appeal's through the roof. Like, I thought he was already, because something about him, I don't think he has the most, like, when you think of stereotypical good-looking face, who do you think of? I think Ryan Gosling. I think Ryan Reynolds. I think, like Denzel Washington. Like, those faces, when you see them, they're like, damn, those are good-looking guys. When you see Jeremy Allen White on The Bear, you're like, yeah, he's good-looking, but there's something else about him. He, like, exudes some sort of sex appeal. But the Calvin Klein thing that he did, let me see. Is it Calvin Klein? I want to make sure I'm just saying the right thing. Calvin, yep. Calvin Klein. Dude, he has hit the pinnacle of sex appeal, and he will forever remain a sex symbol for the rest of his days because of this shoot. So, you know, yes, chef. Heard chef. And he's a fantastic actor to boot. So go watch The Bear. The girl, Ayo, I don't know how to say her name. Ayo or Ayo Edebiri. She won Best Actor. She plays, what's her name in The Bear? Oh my god, I'm drawing a blank. But she plays the sous chef. She's the second, she's like the main lead female actor in that show. You know what? I'm not gonna lie to you. I find her character kind of annoying. Even though she's good, I don't know, something about her character is kind of annoying. And she's not the only character on The Bear that I don't really like that much. Like, I don't really like, what's that guy's name? I don't like the forgot his name as well. But I don't, there's a few characters I'm like, whatever on. And the girl who won Best Actress, Sydney, that's her name in the show, Sydney. She's whatever for me. I don't know. I find her annoying. Like, I find her annoying. But congratulations to her. She did beat out who I haven't seen any of these. Oh, I saw Selena Gomez in Only Murders, but Selena Gomez did not deserve to win that. You know, I mean, she got nominated, but there's no chance she's going to beat out the girl from The Bear, at least. Yeah, that's pretty much, I think I went through most of the winners, man. Miniseries also was won by Beef. So they won miniseries and an actor and actress for miniseries. The Bear won best TV series, musical or comedy. I was looking up on Reddit. So a lot of people were upset that The Bear was actually nominated in the comedy series, but supposedly, like, because it qualifies, because I guess there's some humor in the show. It was more of an easy win. Like, so whoever decided, they're like, you know what? Let's not go up against Succession and all the other heavy hitters, like The Crown in the drama series. Let's go into like the easier, quote unquote, easier. Cause it's not even an easier category. Cause Ted Lasso is in that. Barry is in that as well. Only Murders, which is a fantastic show. Jury Duty, which I haven't seen, but apparently is really good. And Abbott Elementary, I try to watch that. Same thing as Succession. I watched the first few episodes. Not into it. It's like The Office, but in an elementary school. And I just can't get into it because, I don't know, I find it kind of corny. But, I mean, those are, you know, no slouches in the comedy series, in the comedy section either. But The Bear took that home in that category, all right? So, yeah, that's the Golden Globes. Anything I want to talk about? I'm kind of rewatching Shameless now because of the whole Jeremy Allen White thing. Dude, he looks so different. So I watched the first three seasons or four seasons of Shameless. It's on Netflix Philippines, by the way. It's a fucked up show. Like, it's like Skins. Have you ever watched Skins? It's just, it's a fucked up family with doing fucked up things, but you still root for them because I don't know why you root for them. Like, they're not very redeemable characters, but I guess because they're the focus and you see their POV, you kind of feel for them. So Shameless. I did not know that shit ran for like fucking 10 or 11 seasons or something. That's crazy. I was watching that in high school on my shitty, like, secondhand laptop that I bought off of Craigslist or something. I remember downloading that show. So it's been, that show is so old. I did not know, man. Let me see how many seasons. Just 11 seasons? That shit ran longer than Friends. That's crazy. It ran from Jan 9, 2011 to April 11, 2021. So, wow. So I have like literally, because I'm starting from season one, but I have 7 seasons that I haven't seen yet, I guess. And then I'm just catching up on the first 3 or 4 seasons that I did watch. I forgot where I left off, and I forgot why I left off on the show. I think it's because I just couldn't download it at the time. I'm not really sure. So yeah, that's that. Those are the shows I'm watching. The Brother's Son, once again, go watch that. Shameless is also a pretty good show. And if you haven't watched The Bear, and if you haven't watched Only Murders in the Building, since I brought that up as well, in the Philippines, those two shows, The Bear and Only Murders, is on Disney Plus. I don't know if you can hear my dog in the background. She is in heat and wants to hump my other dogs right now. What else did I do this week? So I played basketball. I've been going to the gym. Nothing really, man. Just eating clean, doing the damn thing. Oh, dude. So if you're in the Philippines, right? Most of you are. If you're ever along Tomas Morato, like QC area, there's along Tomas Morato, you know how there's like all those scout streets, like Scout Funtabella or whatever. There's one along Scout Fernandez, I think. Like right off of Tomas Morato, you go down the one way of Scout Fernandez, and there is a crepe place. Let me pull it up. So we tried a few dishes there, but the one that I have to recommend to you is the 5 cheese crepe. The name of the place is Crepe Central, CREPE, and then Central. It is, oh my god, I can't stop fucking thinking about it. It is incredible. It's so good. It's a little bit pricey, man. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think it's like 350 or almost 400 pesos. I don't know. It's really a, it's a, it's an indulgence, I would say, but it is so good. I can't stop thinking about it. I need to go back and get it. We tried their savory crepe as well. Is it crepe or crepe? How do you say it? Crepe? Crepe. I've heard it said both ways, like mill crepe, mill crepe. So we tried the savory crepe. It had Hungarian sausage and some other stuff. It was also pretty good. But it tasted like eating a pizza. It was just, I mean, you know, I might as well just go get a pizza. But the five cheese crepe is incredible. Incredible, as they say in France. So good, man. And, you know, crepes are from France, right? Are they? Are crepes originally from France? Sacre bleu. Anything else? Anything else? No. That's it, man. Dude, I 25 minutes. I hope that, you know, I said that I would start small. And I just wanted to record because I really had nothing to talk about except for the TV shit that I've been watching. Did I watch any movies lately? Fuck, I can't really. Oh, I watched one movie on, I think, Amazon. It's called Black Box. It's a Blumhouse film, so you know that shit probably sucks, right? It was better than an average Blumhouse movie, if that makes you feel like watching it. Yeah, I mean, some people aren't super into Blumhouse. Like, what are Blumhouse movies? Like those horror movies, right? The campy ones. Blumhouse movies. The Purge, right? The first Purge. I don't know if the other Purges are Blumhouse movies. Let's see. What else is Blumhouse? Truth or Dare. That movie's ass. Megan, which was pretty good, actually. The Insidious. Oh, The Black Phone is Blumhouse. Okay, so not all Blumhouse is bad. Happy Death Day is Blumhouse? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, so I lie. Blumhouse has some great films. I thought Blumhouse made shitty horror movies and A24 did all the good ones. But I'm mistaken. Blumhouse has a lot of good movies. Unfriended is Blumhouse? I like Unfriended. Especially the second one. The Dark Web one. The first Unfriended is okay, but the Unfriended Dark Web I thought was actually really good. Freaky was pretty good. Happy Death Day is pretty good. Black Phone is very good. Get Out. Is Get Out Blumhouse? No, it's not. Can't be. No, it's not. But yeah, it's called Black Box. And it's about this guy who lost his memory in a car accident or something. And then he goes through this procedure to get his memories back. It's pretty good. It gives you... Actually, I don't want to say the movie that it's similar to, because then you're going to just know what's going to happen. But it's not bad. If you're a horror buff and you've watched all the big hit, like the big name horror, what are the biggest horror movies that like of the last few years? Like if you watch Smile, if you watch Evil Dead, if you watch Barbarian, like if you've watched all the main horror films, then and you're still craving a horror, what else is Talk to Me, right? That was pretty big last year. Scream, like if you're in Scream, but go watch Black Box. It's okay. It's actually not that bad. It's a little bit slow, but it doesn't make you feel like you wasted your time like watching when you watch a... Have you ever watched a horror movie where you felt like it was just the biggest waste? I feel like horror movies fit that category perfectly in terms of what's the category or genre of movie that you've watched the most where you felt the most disappointed after watching. How often does that happen? Horror is probably the genre I would put forward. I think I've watched more horror movies that I was disappointed in than impressed with. Because I've watched a lot of comedies and like, I guess, like romantic rom-coms. I've watched romantic movies, like so many. And I would say most of the time, even though they weren't that great, it wasn't that bad. But horror movies in particular, I feel like what a fucking waste of time that I watch this movie or this movie or this movie. So Black Box is one of those movies that will not disappoint you, I think. It might, but it won't be like, it won't feel like it was a waste of time. All right, I'm just rambling now. I'm sorry, I'm going to get back into my groove, I promise. It's been so long since I did this podcast and I need to kind of find my groove. But thank you to everyone who listened to the last one. Yeah, I guess she got some pretty pretty personal responses to that one. And I really appreciate how open some of you are in, you know, talking to me about your personal life through Instagram. This is by Instagram, by the way. But yeah, I mean, obviously I'm not going to name drop anyone. But, you know, to whoever you are, you know who you are if you message me. And yeah, let's keep trucking through it, man. Like, it means a lot that I was able to kind of reach somebody on that level, a couple of people on that level, where they're like, yeah, we're kind of in the same boat. Which means that we're not alone. Which means that we can do this together. Cobra Kai never dies. Follow me on social media. If you want to message me about the podcast, just go to Tevez of the Best. Same name as this podcast on IG. I do plan to do more stuff with this podcast. Like I mentioned a couple months ago, I really want to do more stuff with it. So look out for that in the next few weeks as well. And that's it. Catch you all. Say it with me. Later.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.